Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry, no Brent Bloom tonight. We've been threatening to take him out of the intro for weeks. I think that we're finally going to have to follow through on it, Chris Williams. What's up, my man?
I think we should totally take him out of the intro.
I don't even think that...
I mean, I love Bloom.
Yeah.
Been doing this stuff with him a long time, but how many absences can you have and still be on the billboard?
It's just like in college, if you miss class too many times, like how many times is it before you're forced to drop, you know? Or you just get an F on your attendance? I think right now Bloom is working on an F for attendance.
He's in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Well, at least he's in a great city.
He's complaining about the traffic, though.
I mean,
you don't go to a big city and then complain about the traffic. What do you expect, Bloom?
Bloom complains about everything.
Okay.
He thinks we have traffic in Bondurant.
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
Good.
C-Dub, what are we going to talk about today? Do we have anything left to talk about after all we've talked about this week?
I don't. I really don't. Like, I don't know. Like, can we talk about the West Virginia game anymore? Like, people have already heard what we think about that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
We had Big 12 stuff, basketball, right, come out the last couple of days.
Yeah, the preseason awards.
I really don't want to talk about the West Virginia game anymore.
No, that's fine. I don't want to either.
I don't know what we can add to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing a column that'll be up on Sunday morning, and it's going to be like 2,500 words, and it's some really in-depth football stuff. We can tease on a little bit of that, but they just kicked West Virginia's ass, and there's really not a lot more to analyze. I think the one thing that there's a little meat on the bone of the conversation that Bloom's column earlier in the week was about with the amount of young guys playing. I think that's a direction we could go. But I don't want to talk about charging the field. I don't want to talk about
public reprimands.
No. I want to look ahead and map out a way for Iowa State to make it to the Big 12 championship game. That's what's on my mind.
Okay. Well, I mean, to do that, they have to win out. That's basically all there is to it.
You don't have to be a smart aleck about it.
Well,
okay?
I'm just saying, trying to do talk radio here. Okay. So you put out a blog this week that basically said that in five of Iowa State's six remaining games, they would be the favorite.
Yes. That's according to our friends in Las Vegas.
Correct. If Iowa State did, I don't even know how to take this. If they're going to really do that, go 5-1, go 6-0 to finish the regular season, I mean, I think that at this point, if they're going to do that and go to the Big 12 championship game, it's probably going to take the greatest stretch of football in the history of Iowa State University. Eight consecutive wins. Am I wrong in thinking that? They're going to have to play at the highest level Iowa State ever has for an eight-week period.
But the schedule lays up really well for them, though, if they're going to do it. They've got the two toughest ones other than Texas out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, look at the rest of these games.
I think Tech is
better than people think. I've been saying that for a while. However, I also said that about West Virginia. I thought West Virginia's defense was better than the group that we saw in Ames on Saturday night. I think Texas Tech's defense is better than any Iowa State fan has seen in a decade. I still think John Haycock in that group suffocates that young quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think Iowa State wins the game by, I think they cover the spread. You're not going to lose to Kansas.
No.
Like, what game the rest of the way other than Texas is like, oh, okay, well, this is one that buckle up. Is it Baylor? I mean, we don't know enough about them yet. Like, I want to see them beat somebody. Is it freaking Kansas State?
Yes, it has to be. It has to be. When you haven't beat a team in 10 years, how can it be somebody else? How?
Damn Van Beyer. He just won't go down. I thought he was going to go down last week. I was listening to our picks, and we'll bring Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive in here in just a little bit. I was listening to our picks from last week, I mean, and I more or less, I went straight like werewolf Twilight style on Snyder and the Vampires last week. And I couldn't have been more wrong. I mean, it was a horrendous prediction.
Yeah, I mean, there's just that team, though. They are going to somehow put it together.
No!
It happens every year. What does that mean?
What's the definition of it?
They're not going to put it together.
They clawed a 6-6?
No, they're not going to clawed a 6-6. They're not going to, like, win out or anything. But I'm saying whatever day that is, November 25th or something like that, they're all of a sudden going to be playing their best football they've played the entire season.
Assuming no injuries, like, have you watched much Kansas State?
A little bit.
What are they going to do offensively against the Cyclones?
They didn't do anything offensively last season outside of just broken plays that
ended
up working out.
Yeah, but Iowa State's
offense was terrible. I know, I get
that. Horrendous.
Okay, so are you saying that Iowa State's going to go out and put up 60 on Kansas State and we're not even going to have to worry about it?
Iowa State's going to beat them by 17 points this year.
Man, I can't trust you. Do I think that they're going to lose? No. But right now,
this is the year.
If I'm talking about a game that I'm scared about besides Texas, it's that one just because we haven't seen Iowa State beat them.
Baylor kind of creeps me out a little bit.
The last time Iowa State beat Kansas State, I was in, like, the seventh grade.
Dude, the last time I remember it, I was at friend of the program, Ryan Hillary's wedding. It was the Ron Prince era, 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arnaud, main man Arnaud, started that game for the Clones. I don't know. I need to see more than them beating an Oklahoma State team that I picked to be seventh in the Big 12. I need to see more of them than that to think that Kansas State is, like, legit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm at with Baylor. I'm like, they've played the easiest schedule in the Big 12 so far. Like, they're 4-2 right now, and everybody's like, oh, what a great job, Matt Rhule. Well, let's tap the brakes and see a little bit more. They've got West Virginia and Oklahoma State in their next two games before they come to Ames. We'll learn a lot more about them. I don't know. I'm done talking about West Virginia. I want to clear a path for the Clones to play for a Big 12 championship. I feel like I'm probably a year early.
I was just going to say,
that schedule that came out today is phenomenal.
Oh, assuming that.
It's phenomenal.
This might be a big assumption, but assuming that the guys who could potentially leave decided to come back, I legitimately think that Iowa State could go into that season as a team that people are looking at as a contender to win the Big 12.
Well, it's a dark horse.
I'm saying they are.
Texas will be the league's favorite.
We will look at it and be like, they're going to be right in contention.
Next year, Texas is going to be the odds on.
What does Oklahoma have at quarterback behind Kyler Murray?
They got a guy.
Well, I know they've got a guy. They always have a guy.
It'll be those two. But I was having a conversation. Doc Nicholson there at the Iowa Clinic, I was getting my physical today. And we were talking football like we like to do. And I was explaining to him how it's better for Iowa State when Texas and Oklahoma are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you study much foreign policy, Jared?
A little bit.
So one of the good things about when Iraq had a military is they kept Iran in check. Well, we went over there and crumbled Iraq. Look at what happened to Iran. They balloon up. For real. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing. I'm listening.
When Texas is down, all of those five stars that they're normally getting are sporadically going to Baylor and Texas Tech and TCU. And it actually makes Iowa State's path to the second tier of the Big 12, which should be the goal. And once you're at the second tier, then you can, you know, raise yourself and jump up and bite somebody. Iowa State's been at the bottom tier. This is a ladder you're walking up here. And what you saw when Texas was so terrible was these guys going everywhere. And it elevated Baylor. And it elevated TCU. And it elevated Texas Tech. And then you got little old Iowa State in the background, who these teams that you're supposed to be competing with, couldn't compete with them anymore because they have better athletes than you. I really think that the best thing for Iowa State is for Herman to get that program up, Oklahoma stay where it's been, and then I think Iowa State and Campbell have proven they can beat anybody on any given Saturday, and then boom, let's go. Let's play the ball game.
Well, my thing is, too, that with –
like that foreign policy, Tim Mullen?
Right now, with the players that Iowa State has had and what they've proven to be able to do with developing guys, you have to feel pretty good. Just with, I'm okay. for the sake of argument, say David Montgomery leaves. Say Hakeem Butler leaves. Heck, even say Ray Lima leaves.
Oh, God.
I still think that going into next season, that
without
roster,
all three of those guys?
With that roster, that's still shaping up to be a pretty dang good season just because of the wealth of young guys that they have on the team. And going back into what Bloom wrote earlier this week, the number of younger players that already have experience, that already are playing at a high level.
Who can replace Butler, though? Like, I think that Montgomery.
That's the one that, I think that'd be the hardest one
like
to replace.
Montgomery is elite.
Yeah.
But they've got really good running backs, and they could do it by committee.
Yeah.
We saw it against Oklahoma State. Lima. Listen, I'm the biggest Ray Lima fan in college football. There's nobody who loves a guy more than me.
I think Jay Jordan might debate you on that.
I'd arm wrestle him for it. I love me a good middle of the defensive line.
Yeah.
And last Saturday was great, but you don't want to do that week in, week out without Ray Lima. There's nobody on that roster right now that can do what Hakeem Butler can do.
No.
Jamal Johnson's a damn good reserve.
Yeah.
There's nobody who can do what Hakeem Butler can do. I think he's the most important in your scenario.
Yeah. Well, that's what
there's
I
good wide receivers.
There's
I
definitely
agree.
Good receivers.
But he's elite, man.
Yeah.
He's top of college football elite right now with what he's doing.
Is there – and I was thinking about this during the game on Saturday. For as many crazy plays as he has made and just how purely consistent he has been from week to week this season, I think – David Montgomery was slept on, I think, coming into the season. I don't think people are doing that as much anymore. I still think Hakeem Butler is slept on. I don't think people nationally are paying enough attention to what Hakeem Butler does every week.
You know, it might be, Jared, the fact that the offense was so terrible the first few weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's still even making those ridiculous plays.
Let's say South Dakota State happens, and he has three touchdowns in that game, and Iowa State scores 50 points. The narrative is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you score whatever they had against Iowa, against Iowa, because then you come back after the Oklahoma game and they looked really good, right? I don't know. I think a lot of it's narrative driven. Iowa State's never going to get the credit it really deserves nationally, and I don't blame the national people. Their eyes aren't on Ames, Iowa.
Yeah,
just like we're not watching the Pac-12, right? But you're right.
Just pound for pound.
Watch how many games are left? Six.
Yeah.
If Iowa State goes 5-1 the rest of the way, ends 8-4. And Hakeem Butler has, what does he have, six touchdowns right now? Something like
five
that?
Five or six, yeah.
That will start to change. I just think a lot of it, the start of the season was so slow offensively, they got slept on because they weren't doing anything. It was out of sight, out of mind. If Iowa State strings some together here, they're starting to get national attention. You get that ranking next to you, which I think they're probably a game or two away. Butler,
I think if they beat Texas Tech, they're ranked.
Butler and Montgomery are two elite of talents to just completely ignore.
Yeah. It's crazy how those two guys are so good, and then Brock Purdy comes in and plays well for two games, and he's gotten more hype in the last 2 weeks than any of those guys have in the entire season, I would say. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's the whole quarterbacks get more credit than they deserve, and that not enough. When
I will say though that
Purdy's
is,
been damn
kid
good.
Is legit.
Did you see the graphic that came out about him?
The one about deep balls, or which one?
What?
There was one that Pro Football Focus put out that he's like third in the country in catchable balls.
I was talking about how it was George Strait's his favorite. Art.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize we were talking about off the field things.
His favorite musician is George Strait. His favorite athlete is Tim Tebow.
Well, that already means Jenks hates him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Could you – if
– don't drag me
into
this.
If Mr. and Mrs. Purdy are listening in Arizona right now via the iHeartRadio app, I'd like to say thank you for raising such a phenomenal child. Because if he gets to college at the ripe age of 18 and is getting all sorts of attention, and your school comes to you and wants to do a profile on your favorite things, and this young man says George Strait and Tim Tebow, salt of the earth right there. Like, what else would you want your quarterback? You don't want your quarterback saying, oh, Johnny Manziel and T-Pain. No.
I don't know. I'm in love with the strippers, a great song. I guess we know what C-Dub's going to write.
Point well taken.
I guess we know what C-Dub's going to write about at Media Day next year when Brock Birdie can finally
Or that speak, column that's dropping on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, right. We got a call.
We do?
Bruce, we don't usually take calls on this show, but we may as well.
All right.
Hey, Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
Never been better.
Good. I share your admiration for Purdy's parents. That's so true. But here's my
Yeah, I mean, you got to if you raise a young man who likes George Strait and Tim Tebow, you did a nice job.
No, exactly. I love George Strait. Anyway,
What about Tebow?
I have a question for you. I don't have an opinion because I don't know enough about it to express one. So when I just want to hear what you guys think about it, then I'm just going to hang up. But okay,
right.
So if Akeem Butler would leave next year, mm-hmm. would tight ends get more looks than they have, and are they talented enough to where that could help fill in some of the gaps on the wide receiver thing? And yeah, I'll just listen to you guys on the radio then. Okay, thanks, bye.
Thanks, Bruce.
I mean, I do think if it
5 minutes.
If that's what you're if you're looking at filling those tight like what Hakeem Butler's production has been with those tight ends, I don't know that they could do that by themselves.
I mean, Chase Allen ain't breaking tackles like
no, and I mean I think those guys are good. I think Charlie Kohler is going to have a very nice career as a tight end at Iowa State. I think Chase will as well, but they're not Hakeem Butler. You know, they don't have that same pure level of speed. Even if they get a year better, they're still not Hakeem Butler.
Look at the because Eaton's gone. Just trying to think of who the like. Tall field stretching receiver would be Akers would be a guy.
He's just not tall.
Yeah. They don't have.
I mean, you've got Jalen Martin, who's a guy who people have raved about, but he's still not 6'6".
Josh Johnson is playing a lot.
He's still not 6'6".
No, it's just a different deal.
Sean Shaw, who's a true freshman right now, is really the only guy that they've brought in the last couple of years.
Have you looked at him?
Yeah.
But he's no Hakeem Butler.
No.
Hakeem Butler is an absolute freak. He is a once-every-10-years type of guy.
Yeah. Like, as good as Alan Lazard was, Hakeem Butler's pure physical ability is a clear two levels above Alan's.
If you watch the games closely and you know much about, like, the NFL and how things translate, you could have seen last year,
yeah.
Butler was a better NFL prospect.
Without a doubt.
That's not a shot at Alan. That's just the type of guy the NFL wants.
Right. All right, you ready to make some picks?
I'd love to make some picks.
We'll bring Tim Mullen in when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Here's your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword, BILLS, to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's BILLS to 200-200.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clyde. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The fall sales event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, we have over 250 five-star platinum quality GM certified vehicles to choose from. The selection has never been better. And just announced, having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you are looking for? No problem. Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Stop in today and get the process started and experience the number one GM certified dealer in the nation difference. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Medicine.com or call 515-239-4475.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Love the Foo Fighters. Welcome back. Oh, it's Jared's show. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. You already did it. Take it.
No.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic, everybody. Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart here.
Yeah, I was going to say just a minute ago. Good job, man.
I was going to say just a minute ago.
You're crushing it.
Bloom's not here. I'm here all the time.
Why don't we put your name in the damn intro?
There we go. There we go.
Bloom is listening at the airport in Atlanta.
Well, hey, Bloomer, what's up, buddy?
That's a typical nerd Bloom move.
I also got a text, and I like to give the farmers a shout-out when I can. Friend of the program, Mike Bryant, is out combining right now. He's collecting beans, and he texted me and says that we don't need Bloom. Show's better without him. So, there you go.
Yeah. I bet the sunset tonight, wherever he's at right now. I've seen a couple of pictures on Twitter from friends that are farming, and everyone, I'm just like, anyone who says Iowa isn't beautiful.
Do you ever just wake up and just thank God you live in Iowa? I mean, it's just the best place in the world.
Every day. I love being here.
Fantastic. What's going on at Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive?
Well, guys, another good week out there. We got a lot of good things going on, some carrying over from last time, but a lot of good flooring offers going on right now. We got 50% off MSRP.
Nice.
And free High Life pad.
High Life?
High Flight. High Flight. It's just so easy to remember High Life.
High Life. Now, is this high quality or
Miller?
Is this like the beer?
It's the champagne of pad. It's the champagne of pad. High Flight pad, 40 square yard minimum through 1023. Karastan deal still going on right now. Lots of great financing offers. 24 months deferred on anything, $499 above. We got Bose financing at 48 months, anything, $999
above. That's a brand.
Bose is good to go.
They do good stuff.
They really do. We're actually, the new store I keep talking about, we're going to have a little better selection. We're going to kind of have a Bose-centric display.
You guys got a lot of the smart stuff?
What do you need, buddy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
home connectivity stuff, it's a great thing.
Be able to sit in my office and just talk to the computer and not have to touch anything.
Yeah, your Alexa, your Google, everything you need.
Yeah.
Absolutely come see us for that. We can get you set up and make it so you never have to leave to find out any information you need from your office.
See, because I got the controller now.
Right.
That I talk to.
Right.
I don't even have to, like, touch anything. Hey, turn on ESPN. No. Boom.
Yeah, my favorite thing when those first came out is there was a lot of people that worried that the manufacturers were capturing their voices.
People.
We had a radio station or a TV station. When Samsung did their first voice remote, we had one of the local stations call us and ask us if we thought this was the thing, and we were like, no, we don't. But
I just feel like people worry about way too much now.
Yeah. It's your favorite fake news thing, you know?
Yeah. Sean, you got it?
You are fake news.
Buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, lots of good offers coming up. We're getting ready for the holidays. We'll, of course, be getting ready for Black Friday coming up here not too far away. And, again, the new store is getting ready out on 156th and Hickman, and we got a lot of great opportunities for employment out there. If you're looking for a great company to come work for, look us up at NFM.com.
That'd be good. And we've done that in the past. We've hooked up people, and they've come and worked for you, and it's worked out well. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right.
It's good.
Let's get more people to do that. All right. Picks from last week. Now, Tim, mad props to you.
Thanks, man.
4-2 week. You went all underdogs.
I went all dogs.
Dogs went well. Bloom went 2-4.
That makes me happy.
I went 3-3.
3-3, all right. So did you pass Bloom then, didn't you?
I surpassed Bloom in the standings. You are now 21-19.
Love it.
I am 18-22. Bloom is 17-24.
Okay.
17-23.
Well, Bloom, wherever you're at listening, you're last.
So, let's roll into this week.
Okay.
And do you have the games pulled up?
I do.
Okay, what do we have for the first game this
first
week?
First game, we have Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan by 7.
Rivalry game. Now, this is the one thing I can puff my chest out on last week. I told you that Harbaugh would just absolutely suffocate Paul Chryst.
The whole time, as happy as I was with my 4-2, all I was waiting for was to see you this week where you could rub Harbaugh in my face.
I really thought, I told you, that was like my lock of the year before it got above a touchdown.
You couldn't have thought it was going to get that bad, though.
No, God, no. That absolutely
was
not.
Just absolute woodshed.
He is, this is hard, though, because Michigan State, I know what I'm going to get from Michigan State. They're really good. I think they are a playoff contender. I think they beat Ohio State at the end of the year. I had them winning the East before the season. I will not deter from my thoughts on that, okay?
Yeah.
7 points at East Lansing, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games. It's the old cliche, throw out the record book type scenario. D'Antoni, I think, has Michigan State ready to go. I don't know what time of day it is. I always like to know that in that game.
I don't know that either.
Yeah, but it's not like they got to travel very far either way. But, you know, at home, Michigan State getting a touchdown. Give me that. I'll take Michigan State.
Bloom takes Michigan State as well. I'll stick with my guy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Harbaugh. Jenks, play the song for me here on the Cycle and Fanatic Radio Show. I'm picking Harbaugh, picking Michigan in -7, and I feel damn good about it.
This is an 11 a.m. game.
11 a.m.?
Oh, that's even better for me.
I actually like that better for me. Yep.
Although, do you have a feel on that, Jer?
Yeah, I picked Michigan State on Stans and Fitz this week. So.
Okay. Love it. Love it.
Ohio State is at Purdue. The Buckeyes are laying 13.5. Bloom and I agree on this one. I'm going to take the Boilermakers and the points.
Yeah, this I think of all the games we're looking at this week, this is my lock of the week. I just, you know, Purdue, they're out there throwing the ball all over the place. You know, their quarterback's playing well right now. I mean, Ohio State's susceptible. I mean, they've had some games at home where they got, like, Minnesota hanging around. They got Maryland hanging around. So, yeah, getting 13.5 at home, give me Purdue.
Dude, this just screams like a prime time, like, Clemson, Pitt last year.
Yeah.
Clemson, who'd they, Syracuse,
yeah.
I don't know.
Something horrible.
Jared, do you have a feeling on this?
Man, I mean, as good as Purdue has been recently, I don't know how you could pick against Ohio State.
All right,
this seems like they're
going to
wake up a little bit. Yeah, I know. I think they're going to come out and roll. They need to have a wake-up game.
I feel like
Jared is exempt from this game. Minnesota at Nebraska. The Huskers are favored by 4. I got a cheat sheet from Vegas this week.
Okay.
Like how Vegas ranks all of these teams and rates all of these teams. Nebraska is still well respected despite their 0-6 record.
Yeah, one more time I hear they're the best 0-6 team in the nation, I might throw up.
Well, that shows you how far the program has fallen.
Yeah.
If anybody's saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, this, and my co-host Ross Peterson very much disagrees with me.
Okay.
I think Minnesota's getting better.
I would agree.
I'm buying into the
– I still don't know how good they are,
I
agree.
No, I agree, and I don't think they're good. But watching them versus Iowa and then watching them – and you all can say like, oh, Iowa made a ton of mistakes. Well, Minnesota was good enough to take advantage of them
right.
and score 31 points.
Yeah.
So you have to give them credit at some point. They go into Columbus last week.
Yeah.
A worse atmosphere than they will see on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they played very well. I will gladly take the 4 points in Minnesota. Having said that, this is a similar feel to me with Nebraska last week. I didn't necessarily think Northwestern was a lot better than them, but I will take points here against an 0-6 team. And yeah. I'll take the 4. I'll say this, Nebraska wins this one by a field goal. They get their first win.
I'm with you. So Ross was on Nebraska winning here.
Ross, no. He hates Nebraska. He thinks Frost
like
is trash.
Ross.
But like, he doesn't believe what I think that Minnesota – I think Minnesota is improving by the week.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the one thing I saw at the press conference when Nebraska lost again is when Frost gets straight up asked about the defense and his response is, I don't know, I don't coach the defense. To me, you could have a team that's scared, that's falling apart from within itself, but when you're coaching, those ranks aren't unified. I think this team is going to press and press and press. And they're going to have to wait until that makeup game they didn't want to do.
The Bethune-Cookman?
That could be their first win. To me, I do think Minnesota is getting better. I see Nebraska pressing here, and Minnesota sticking with them. Give me Minnesota on the road.
Bloom is rolling with the Huskers.
Yeah.
I know Bloom.
Yeah.
He's an analytical dude.
Yeah.
The analytics would tell you to take Nebraska here.
Yeah.
And that's why Vegas has them as a 4-point favorite.
Yep.
Jared, you can go ahead. I was kidding. You're not exempt.
No, I mean, I would not bet on Nebraska. But I do think they'll win this game.
Yeah.
That offense is getting better. I mean, they're putting up yards here the last several weeks. The defense is about as bad as it was last year.
The play here is
but
the
it
over.
Would be hard. It would be hard
what
to
is it?
Be any worse than
55?
What they were last year.
Oh, yeah.
The play here is the over.
Yeah without a doubt.
I think this is whoever has the last ball, you know, they win. I mean, that's what I mean. That's why 4, give me more than the field goal.
Yeah.
It's within that. I definitely think that. So, yeah. No worries there. I like Minnesota on the road.
Oregon at Washington State. Tim, I'll let you go first here. College game day.
Yep.
Leach. What do you think?
Yeah. So just to point out, last week I believe that.
Yeah, you nailed this.
I do believe I picked Oregon.
You did?
Yeah.
You beat us. What else do you want from us? We told you won last week.
A constant reminder.
Okay.
You don't mind.
Tim Mullen, Nebraska, Furniture, Martin Clyde.
Just until you catch me, and then I'll shut up the rest of the season. No, you know, here's the deal. You know, Pullman's a big deal, and Leach has got a good team. They'll throw the ball over the place. But I think Oregon and that quarterback, I think that's a special team. And after winning the game they did last week, going on the road, give me Oregon and Pullman. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I told you last week, and I'm a man of my word, I needed to see Oregon win a game of substance.
Yep.
They did that, and I will stay with them. I will take the field goal. I'll lay the field goal, that is.
Yep.
Bloom's taking Washington State, going with the home underdog.
This line made absolutely no sense to me.
Why not? I
don't get it. As well as Oregon played last week against Washington, didn't make sense. This is a
different. You think it should be higher?
I think that Oregon should have been the favorite team. It doesn't.
No, they are favored. They're favored by three. Yeah.
Did that change? Washington State opened as the favorite, though. So that has to have shifted.
The only thing that could have happened is if I put it in there wrong.
I would say, because last I knew, Washington State was the favorite.
Well, give me a second here. I'm glad that you're chiming in, Jared.
This is a different Oregon team than what we traditionally have seen. They're not playing the same way that they have, that what people are used to watching Oregon. This is a much more physical football program than what people are used to.
Well, and I think in their quarterback right now, a lot of times in Oregon's past, they had athletes that could throw. And this time, to me, they have a quarterback that can run. And those are two different things to me. I mean, is it Hubert or Hebert?
Herbert,
thank you. That kid just makes plays. Yeah. I mean, he's back there throwing it all over, but he's not afraid to run.
Yeah, you're right, Jared. Washington State's favored by three.
Oh, love it even more.
So now I really like it.
Yeah.
I wonder what Bloom would do now. Well, he's staying with Washington State.
Nada, kid. Good job, Bloom. Way to be a man of your word.
Well, he didn't do that. I just gave him Washington State.
No, I know.
Yeah.
He got voluntold.
The mighty Jayhawks from Lawrence are at Texas Tech. It's an 18.5-point spread. I love Texas Tech here. I'll lay the 18.
Yeah.
So does Bloom. Bloom's taking the 18.5.
You know, so Tech and TCU last week, tough game, dogfight. Was that last
week? Great game.
Yeah, great game.
I mean, Big 12 doesn't play defense, though.
Yeah, what was the final on that?
That narrative is starting to be squashed.
I think the problem with the narrative is that the offenses throw up so much they forget a defense was played. I mean,
correct.
Honestly, many times.
It's just so many possessions.
Right. It's not so much that it's their defenses are horrible, but their offenses are usually so prolific.
I would agree.
So. But, you know, Texas Tech at home, I know it's at 18.5, which is a hefty toll. It's really three touchdowns there. But I don't see how Kansas is going to keep up with that offense. I'll take Texas Tech at home as well.
Jared, do you have a feel on this?
I like Texas Tech to win by 14 points.
Woo!
Give me Kansas. Kansas does play a little bit of defense.
Y'all don't just
they can
walk
control
into
the
Lubbock
football a little
and cover.
Bit. I'm just saying, I think that it will be a convincing Texas Tech win, but the Jayhawks will keep it closer
take?
Than 18.
Tech. Okay, so just to be clear, in all the years I've done the show with you, that may be the first time in Jared taking Kansas that Kansas has ever been picked. Just being honest, I don't
valid.
Know. Remember it. Yeah, it's a good 4 or 5 years we've been doing this. I don't remember Kansas ever getting a nod. Good job, Jared. Way to go on a limb.
Another pick I love this week. I like Oklahoma -8 at TCU a lot. TCU, last Thursday's game was troubling for me because I've been touting for a long time that I think Texas Tech is a valid defense.
Yeah.
That they've done a really good job there. TCU is a mess offensively. And I just don't see, even with a Gary Patterson defense, how they can keep up scoring-wise with what Kyler Murray and Lincoln Riley are going to bring to the table. I like the Sooners, 17 points.
Wow. Where's Bloomer on this one?
TCU.
So Bloom took all the home teams.
He did.
Yeah.
It's lazy picking by Bloom.
It is. Just mark everything off on the right. You know, I'm going to go with you here, C-Dub. I want to believe that defense after the shellacking that happened there. I mean, not really a shellacking, but losers in the home. Patterson re-energizing the team. I want to think they're going to come back out and fight. That offense from Oklahoma is scary. It's just scary.
And so. They're mad. Like, there is something to that. You lose, you have a bye week, another big game.
Yep.
I have a lot of respect for Lincoln Riley as a coach. I do, too, with Gary Patterson. He does not have the talent offensively this year.
I agree. And even with a good defense, you don't keep up with that.
TCU's offense is absolute garbage.
Yes,
Oklahoma's defense will come out fired up after getting the defensive coordinator fired. Bob Diaco and Ruffin McNeil make the difference. Sooners by 17.
One sentence
is wow.
Literally never been spoken before. Bob Diaco and Ruffin McNeil are
no,
the difference.
No, that was sarcasm, but.
All right. Yeah, no, Oklahoma there, so.
Well, Tim, I mean, we'd love to head on out to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
Yeah. Yeah, come on out and see us. A lot of great deals going on right now.
Get the Christmas shopping done early. I mean, come on.
It is, you know. There's lots of good things. You can get the wifey or the mister. Come out and buy him a big, fat TV. Great Bose systems. Good financing going on all over the store. And, again, you know, I know the unemployment's low down there, but, you know, you're a little stuck in your job. You don't think things are going well right now.
If you don't like it, you come work for Tim Mullen.
It's a, you know, the family we work for, the Blumkin family, they've been around this company 80-plus years. They're amazing people to work for. Just can't say enough about them. So, yeah. Check out NFM.com careers.
Can I put out a tweet? Because I guarantee if I put out a tweet, you're going to have a bunch of people be like, yeah,
love
I want to come work for you.
Yep, we're looking for great people. So.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate the time, guys. Thanks again.
More Cyclone Fanatic Radio when we come back here from Whiskey River in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
The fall sales event is going on now at Iowa's only dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Just announced, we have big fall savings on many new Chevrolets. All month long, take advantage of up to 20% off total value savings on select new Chevrolet models. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. If you're even thinking about a new vehicle, it's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street and Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag. Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. Heartland Flags.
.com. DJ Khaled. Yes.
Yeah. All I do is win. No. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Jerry Sansbury, Chris Williams, and Tim Mullen out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come on out and have a few beers. Have some food. It'll be football here on the TV before too long. And of course, the greatest league in the history of the world. The National Basketball Association.
Huh, the NBA.
Their first Thursday tonight on TNT.
I bought the ticket last night.
You did?
I saw that.
Are you happy with your purchase so far?
Yeah, I'm content with it.
I think you'll be glad when you get to see Monte Morris getting some runs, some George Niang.
Next. That's really why I bought it.
Yeah.
Was because of those guys. Because I'm a Bulls fan, and I get all those games.
I can't wait for our friends to play some wagers on Hawks Nets in mid-January. It's going to be great.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm intrigued by the league as a whole. The problem is a lot of the guys I want to follow are like reserves.
Mm-hmm.
I was so bummed out when Royce fizzled out because I was looking forward to watching him for the next 10 years.
Right.
You know, on random Tuesday nights. But I'm still excited about this. I like where the Bulls are at in their rebuild.
Yeah, maybe this year.
Nah, I still think they're a year away, but at least they're going to try. And it's kind of good to know that your team is going to try.
I was being sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, it didn't come through.
Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive is still with us.
I'm glad you're still with us.
Thanks, Jared. I appreciate it.
Were we in risk?
Well, you guys were
not being here
anymore. You were talking about NBA, and I said, hey, let me stick around because this is the year. For the Lakers.
No. You know, like, this is interesting to talk to a real-life Lakers fan.
Yeah.
Now, of course.
Lifelong.
You've just bounced around with LeBron over the years.
I knew you were going to say that. No. You're my fondest memory and why I like tonight's game. I spent 5 years living in Oregon, and it was the year that we bounced Portland out of the playoffs every year when Brian Shaw goes off for, like, 18 in the fourth quarter, dropping 6 threes in a row. And at that time, I got you're a bandwagon Lakers fan. But
okay.
Look, grew up with watching Coop, watching Rambis, Big Game James.
Rambis.
Kurt Rambis. Okay.
I know him as the guy with the giant goggles.
Yeah, they were huge.
That's how I remember him.
Man, growing up in the 80s in Iowa, you were usually either a Lakers or Celtics or a Sixers fan. Those were the people I knew.
Are you talking about the years when Shaquille O'Neal threw down the greatest dunk in the history of the NBA playoffs?
We're talking before that, my friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Before that.
Dang.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Older than you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
A ripe 43, yeah.
Okay, but no, for real. How do you really feel about the Lakers this year? You do remember that probably the greatest team in the history of the NBA is in their conference, right?
Yeah, I've heard of Golden State. My daughter's actually a huge Golden State. I had nothing to offer as a Lakers fan. So
your daughter's a front runner.
Yeah. Well, that's the team she saw when she got used to them. But I'll tell you what, she knows them all. She knows them backwards and forwards. But I'll tell you this. Last year before the season started, I made a bet with Bloom that we would beat the over on the season, and we did not. We came short by a couple games, but hey, 38 wins last year.
I'm talking
39, 40 wins this year easily.
I took three this year.
Yeah?
I thought the Bucks were a good play.
Yeah, they're 0-1. Or they win last night?
They won.
They won.
They
yeah.
won. Sorry, they're 1-0.
Rather easily, I think.
I did take the Bulls at 28.5.
Above or?
Above. The Markkanen injuries.
They won by one last night.
The Markkanen injury scares me, but I just. It's a talented team. It's just young. You know, like, so how does it come? If it comes together, they could win 35.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a big. I'm putting my faith in Fred Hoiberg. I mean, what else would I do?
Nothing.
Who else would you put your faith in?
Huh?
And then I
took
the Celtics over two.
What's that one at? 58.5?
58.5.
Yeah, that's why I last saw that. That one's fair.
Because yeah. I think they're just so much above everybody else in the East.
Without the Cavaliers there, I mean, who else really is
I didn't
there?
Mess with the West. I don't know enough about it, but I watch a lot of Eastern Conference stuff, and that
the Lakers number, I really liked that one. When we did our podcast with Bloom and Hirsch, they didn't like it, but it was like 48. Pretty sure there's only been two times in LeBron's career where they won less than 50 games.
Yeah, but he's playing out East. This is a different world, Stans.
I know,
yeah.
but I still think that team's going to be good.
The three times he went on to new teams, I think it was like plus 18, plus 17, and plus 9 differentials, and the 9 was when he went back to Cleveland the second time. But I just, you know, so give me 10 wins with L.A. And it's not like L.A. was horrible. They did pretty good last year with a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, a bunch of kids. You give Kuzma the ball, Brandon Ingram's due for a breakout year. I told that earlier, Jared. I think Brandon Ingram becomes the breakout star, being able to play off LeBron's ability. So I like the Lakers. Look, hey, we're in Golden State's the cream until beaten.
They are the cream.
They are good. But we did beat them twice in the preseason, though. So
you're not going to beat Golden State this year. I'm just telling you.
No one will beat Golden State.
Like in a game,
maybe
we'll
Russ.
Have a better record.
Maybe if Russ gets real fired up.
Absolutely not.
And Deontay
Burton.
Oh,
in a game or in a series?
In a series. If you get
absolutely
if
not.
You get Russ, Paul George, Deontay Burton, Abdul Nader, and Steven Adams, and they're all peaking.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That was that Hassel skit I told you about. His first joke in the skit was how Golden State went completely undefeated the entire year. That's nice. It's fun to watch. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, come on out to Whiskey River right now. We got Georgia State, Arkansas State.
Man, if that's not a sale, I don't know what is.
They'll have the NFL game tonight's a total dog.
Yeah.
Normally, like, I can get into any – like, I just don't care about Arizona and Denver.
Yeah.
The Case Keenum deal, I mean, good riddance.
I thought he was done after the end of the half last week, but he came back. I got good buddy at work, a good friend of mine, Jake Curry, runs my warehouse. Great kid. But he's a Broncos fan, which being a Chiefs fan, it's just oil and water. But, you know, I enjoyed watching the Chiefs beat up on him this year, so I was razzing him that the game was not worth anything tonight. And I still don't know that it is. I mean, Denver is favored by a point, the way I read it, so that should be a highlight.
We do need to give a shout-out to the docs up at the McFarland Clinic, too.
Yeah, we tried to call Dr. Buck. We were unable to get a hold of him. It's always
He's
nice.
He's probably got more important things to do than
it's
talk
always,
to us, though.
Well, it's a bye week.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are the doctors that work on the Cyclones.
So he's got a week off, you know?
Well, I'm sure they're doing a lot of business up there at the McFarland Clinic.
Well, sure.
But, yeah, so shout out to them. Next week, we are not – this is breaking news. Sean, can I get the breaking news sounder, please?
Stand by for news.
We're moving the Cyclone Fanatic basketball tip-off party.
Okay.
Okay.
It was supposed to be next Thursday.
Oh, okay. When is it now?
You clearly have not been checking your Facebook.
I have not.
You're an admin on it.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention.
We're going to do it on Friday the 2nd of November.
Okay.
A Friday night party.
That's dangerous.
Well.
Sounds ruckus.
The special guests will be bringing their families.
Okay.
So let's keep it above brow, people.
Yeah, until the, you know, 9 or 10.
Yeah, we were going to do it, and then the special guest, who name rhymes with gnome, had to go and do a speaking engagement the next day. So we bumped it to the next Thursday. Well, that's the first women's basketball exhibition.
Yeah.
And our special guests are very classy, and they don't want to compete with the women. They don't want to draw.
Job well done.
Yeah, and I applaud that. It's a cool deal. So we're going to do it on Friday night, the 2nd of November, right here at Whiskey River.
Nice.
And it will be a fun, I mean, you do whatever you normally do, more of a family-oriented event. We may have, like, a kids' corner.
Right.
Maybe your daughters could come and watch the kids.
We could do that. I was going to say, we could just send Jared in the corner. Like,
yeah, just throw Jared
like Shaq and Blue Chips, and all the kids could just hang off you like a jungle gym. I mean, as tall as you are.
This sounds like an awful idea.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody wants to trust me with their kids.
You're great. My kids love you. They love you.
So anyway.
I'm blown away now.
Like
I didn't,
wacky
I
Uncle
don't know
Jared.
Why I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, takes all kinds. But anyways, no party. Don't come here next Thursday expecting a party because it's going to be on the 2nd of November.
You can still come here and just have a good time.
Yeah, you hang out with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about the preseason awards that came out?
Yeah, sure. What happened?
Lindell Wigginton, all Big 12 preseason. Cameron Lard, honorable mention, all Big 12 preseason. Besides those two, we've talked about those two guys a bunch. Besides those two, who on Iowa State's roster is most likely to be an all Big 12 performer?
Mariel Shayok.
I would agree with that. Is there anybody else? I think that's an obvious one.
Well, all those Kansas guys. Say, Shayok will get a lot of Big 12 Newcomer of the Year awards.
Yeah.
But
Dedrick Lawson is probably going to be the player of the year in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kansas is in trouble. They're going to be in trouble.
With this NCAA stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. The recording of Curtis Townsend on the phone talking about Zion Williamson paying him money and getting his dad a job and getting him a house.
They did that in Blue Chips. That can't be bad.
Yeah, and
I don't
everybody
know if you
know
that Blue Chips isn't real.
Oh, well, they got Ricky Rowe a tractor.
Nothing happened to anybody in Blue Chips.
Right. Yeah, that Adidas stuff is bad.
I have to plead the fifth. I have not done enough research.
Yeah.
There's so much else going on. It doesn't seem like people care.
About what's happening with that?
It doesn't seem like people are following
it. You know, this time last year, Jared sent me an article, and I read, and my eyes, since that article you sent me, I don't know if you remember, but like wide open to this. I've been watching it nonstop, and it's the black holes that this is going to go down it's scary. There's many pitfalls, in my opinion.
They've already gone down some pretty crazy black holes at this point. Anybody that wants to really follow it, follow Dan Wetzel from Yahoo. He's at the trial every single day.
Yeah, he's doing great work.
Yeah, and I think one of the attorneys today, I think it was Jim Gatto's attorney, he blatantly said in his closing statement, he said, Kansas's head coach and their entire staff asked and 100% fully knew that they were trying to pay players. They were trying to pay Silvio D'Souza. And it's like, and to hear these coaches, hear Mike Krzyzewski come out and say what he did the other day, or about how they don't know anything about it, and then the next day Zion Williamson is thrown right into the middle of this whole thing. I don't know why these coaches come out and say anything. I actually think Bill Self has handled this as well as he possibly could because he's just like, I'm not going to say anything.
Just
he doesn't
be
deny
quiet.
Nor right. confirm anything. He's just like, I can't say anything until the legal process plays out.
Yeah, so much smarter to have said nothing and then been found guilty than to have lied.
Yeah,
about
Roy
it.
Williams' quote really popped to me. Guy who's been around as long as he has. Wow, I've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah,
come
it's
on.
Shocking. Tough to swallow.
For I think guys our age, Tim.
Yeah.
We don't romanticize with college basketball the way that we used to.
No, it's tough.
It's different than football even. Well, like it's just a different deal.
It's hard to believe that it's that real anymore, where it's the actual collegiate ability to have a young amateur athlete do good, make good. It's so hard to believe. I mean, honestly, you know, it's just hard to believe it's not spoiled. I mean, maybe you think the same way about college football, but the parity is different, in my opinion, between football and basketball. The haves and have-nots are so much different between the two.
Well, then.
Now you just depressed me on our college sports-centered radio show.
Hey, football's on tonight.
Yeah!
No?
Yeah, the Cardinals and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's baseball on tonight, too.
Yeah, I don't care about that. We're going to go watch the Bulls and the 76ers.
And the Lakers in Portland.
Yeah.
They're after.
And the Lakers in Portland. Yeah. That's what we're doing tonight.
That's right.
Folks, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Sean Jankowski as his last Cycling Fanatic Radio
Jakes,
show.
We love you.
Talk to you guys again soon. Too. You've been listening to Cycling Fanatic Radio, presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.